Hi, this is David Sigg from OffGridLiving.com. The most important thing to take away from this lesson is, it is estimated that in the average home has enough air leakage that it is the equivalent of a 3-foot square hole in your wall. This results in a massive loss of heating and cooling. Doing this one step alone can save you up to 50% of your utility bill. Like I said in an earlier video, I'm all about the 80-20 method. That is, doing the least amount of work in order to get the biggest return on my time investment. Doing this one step alone, and you'll see a massive improvement on your utility bill. So the next couple lessons will show you how to find air leaks and make a plan to plug them forever. If your home is older than 10 years, it's likely that energy-saving features were not built into its design. What we can do is review the entire house and systematically introduce energy-saving and energy reduction tips to drastically reduce the amount of energy needed to heat or cool your house. Over the next few lessons, we'll look at each of these aspects and step by step start turning your home into an energy asset. Step 1. An energy assessment. You can easily conduct this yourself in a couple of hours. And you can, of course, spend a few hundred and hire a professional to do it for you as well. The choice is yours. I'll assume that you're interested in saving money, doing it yourself, and putting that money saved towards other aspects of off-grid living. Air leakage and getting it under control is the single most important thing you can do when upgrading your home. Controlling air leakage has many benefits. Insulation efficiency is increased, and you get full value from the insulation already added in your home. Heating and cooling costs can be drastically reduced as the infiltration of hot, cold air has been reduced as well. The comfort and overall enjoyment of your house increases as drafts and cold spots are eliminated. Humidity and condensation levels can be more effectively controlled. Okay, so step 1. We need to check the overall condition of your house and test areas that you suspect need more consideration. The tools you'll need for this are an incense stick. It's been said that the average house has enough air leakage to amount to a 3-square-foot hole in the wall. Right now, your heating and/or air conditioning is blasting away full steam, working hard to replace the heating and cooling that's being lost. But we're going to find those leaks, plug them, and seal them forever. A simple yet very effective method of determining air leaks is to take some of those incense sticks and light them, and walk around the house on a windy day is best, but any day will do. Stand in the middle of the room and observe what happens to the smoke. It should, in a well-insulated room, rise straight upward. Walk to other parts of the room. Test all four corners. Test near the windows. If the smoke is drawn towards you or is blown away from you, this indicates an air leakage path. Make a note of where you are in the room when the smoke pattern emerges, or better, draw a simple square on a piece of paper marking the locations. Continue testing the room in this manner. Pay particular attention to electrical outlets, including sockets, switches, and light fixtures. Any plumbing penetrations, including vent stacks or lines coming into taps, dishwashers, air conditioning, heating vents, etc. Floor-to-ceiling joists, or other areas where the structure of the house is coming together. Baseboards, crown moldings, and doorways and window moldings. Fireplace damper areas, a chimney, or an exit through the wall or attic. Thoroughly check the windows and doors. Test the glass. Make sure it is snug and tight. Check the ventilation openings or the fittings for appliances. This would include in the kitchen and bathroom fans, dryer vents, gas stoves, water heaters, etc. Any pipes or vents or wiring or plumbing lines in the attic or basement. If possible, move the insulation away from the places as you check them. In any place where you encounter the smoke blowing, Make a note on your sketch pad and assign it a severity rating, say 1 through 10, scale indicating severity. In many older homes, you can stand in the middle of the room and the smoke will be blowing all over the place. Don't despair. Just mark all the areas down for now. This way, when the time comes, you can tackle the tough problems areas first, saving the most energy dollars right off the bat. Next, we're going to check the basement. An uninsulated basement can account for as much as 35% of the total heat loss in a home. Heat will travel in any direction it wants, but as a rule of thumb, it always travels from a warmer area to a colder one. The same with cold air. It always seeks its opposite to balance itself. Is the basement ceiling insulated? If not, consider insulating it. Check around ceiling penetrations, such as where the water pipes go upstairs. Also, check around the joints in your duct system. The last part of this will be a quick check of your attic. In checking the attic, the most important thing is to make sure that all the ceiling penetrations are sealed. You do this by climbing up there and moving aside the existing insulation to gain access to any problem areas. Yes, of course, ventilation in the attic is important, and you shouldn't be sealing up any vents. These are important to provide summer cooling and winter dryness. Spend a weekend doing a systematic check of your home. You'll now be in a position to know the issues you face and the best way of dealing with them.